Time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. On this week's show, we'll have Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert with us. Ray, he's waiting for us right now. Followed by a taped interview with Clinton Prairie Athletic Director Brian Eaton at 9:30. Hopefully, we're going to get James Byers in between that, and the voice of the Purdue Boilermakers, Tim Newton, who will be on with us at 9:45. But until that time rolls around, we have George Gilbert with us this morning. George, how you doing this morning?
Well, I'm all right, kind of hustling, bustling.
Well, I understand that. We have those kind of days.
Yes, we do. We had a rough night. We've had two rough nights in a row. I mean, our kids are playing their hearts out. Before I start, though, we had a young man that went down with a serious injury on the kickoff.
Okay.
We kicked off. They scored on the kickoff. And we ended up losing a young man who's a sophomore on our special teams, Alex Schultz. Our hearts go out to his family, Rusty and Allie, with this injury. He had a broken clavicle. So his football is done. He's also one of our more outstanding wrestlers on our in our wrestling program. I'm hoping that, be it happening early in the season, he'll have time to get it repaired and hopefully be able to compete this winter in his primary sport, wrestling. So, Alex, we're thinking about you. We're thinking about your family, and it was just a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
We've had sickness. We've had injuries. Now, obviously, that's not an excuse for anything other than the fact that we've had illness. We've had injuries. All of us football coaches are dealing with the variables that no other sport has to deal with this heat.
Mm-hmm.
Our practice times have been very limited, all state mandated. Clinton Central has certain guidelines, and we follow them to a T. It's just very, very difficult to be able to prepare young men. And then you go out on a night like last night when we take the field, and it's like 95 degrees with heat index.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to practice with the gear on enough. Obviously, which we have to deal with. I'm not making excuses because everybody has to deal with it, but it's really difficult in preparing kids. And then on Friday night, say, hey, let's put the stuff on.
Yeah.
Let's go play.
Right. You know, in your guys' situation, though, you have such a very fine line of margin for error. Then that when you get something else like that that plays into it, that's where you get hurt a little bit.
Yeah, We had set up a game plan last week against Frankfort where we wanted to do certain things offensively, and then all that got stymied when our senior linebacker and the guy we were putting in the backfield and doing so many things with, Tyler Rail, got hurt in first half. And then he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that really limited what we could do. Now, we had a sophomore step up and really play well, and I talked about Gavin last week and doing the things you need to do, and same with Jaden Fawcett. But when you lose a guy that's a four-year starter and all this stuff, you suffer, especially at a school our size. Well, last night in first series, our strong safety and our starting flanker, our punter, our punt returner, our kick returner, all this, he goes down.
Mm-hmm.
He has concussion symptoms. So, trying to be careful. The trainer pulled him. He was done for the night. He went to street clothes. He seemed to respond really well, though. I mean, he had a brief period, but he wasn't in and out. He wasn't what I would consider, and I'm no doctor, but he didn't seem like he had the symptoms where it's going to be a long time thing. So we're hoping. And the trainer told me afterwards she thought that hopefully he can have a good weekend, go through the test, and perhaps he can play next week or not. But, you know, how do you take a guy like Xander Hall out of a program when we had prepared our offense with he was going to be a vital part of it, and all of a sudden he's gone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't blame the kids for any of this, obviously. You know, I can blame the rest of our student body for not coming out for football.
Yeah.
And giving us a little help. But it's just a situation. You know, it's a tough situation. I've been faced with this probably four or five times during my coaching career where our numbers were really down in schools I was at. And it really makes it difficult to prepare a game plan where you can be competitive, and then with a key element, when you only had, we started last night with 15 kids that could play varsity football. We dressed 22.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young man who's coming back from being ill that was still out this week. We have a tight end that can't play at all this year. And then we had our starting center get sick, and he was truly sick for 2 days. And he's out of the lineup. Well, we tried to put him in last night, and bless his heart, he worked and gave us everything he got. But you could definitely tell that he wasn't still right yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to a point where in this game, offensively, we didn't exist. Last week, we moved ball up down the field, and we shot ourselves in the foot. Sheridan had a 355-pound nose tackle, 6'1", 355-pound kid, that we couldn't contain. Just couldn't do anything with him. And he pretty much stopped our offense almost all night long. So offensively, we didn't even exist. It was one of the lowest numbers offensively I've had in years with our offense. My offensive coordinator, I'm sure he's incredibly frustrated. And I told him after the game, I said, you know, these things are going to happen. I said, there's so many things out of your control. There's so many things out of my control. And there's so many things out of the kids' control that we have to endure. We have to stay positive. And I got to keep working. The good news is, defensively, our kids showed up and played. We're playing as much of a struggle it was on matchups offensively. Defensively, those same kids played for Bud last night at Sheridan. But our speed and our athleticism kept us in the game defensively. You know, the scores at halftime 6-6. You know, they don't score again to the 5 minute mark of the third quarter, and we're still in the ball game. We're in this game pretty much up till the midway section of the fourth quarter. And it was just, I think, our kids really responded well with all the adversity we've had, but we're 0-2. We've lost two close games, and it's incredibly frustrating. The boys were really frustrated last night, saying, you know, we should have won this game. Well, yeah, we've lost two of them like that now. And coulda, woulda, shoulda, doesn't do anything. So what we have to do is we got to fight the good fight, and we're going to, obviously, we need to work a lot on our offense this week, and we're going to make some changes offensively. When you're 0-2, you can either, if you have a young team, you say, okay, we're going to go through the working process, okay? We got to endure this with a young team, and we're going to move forward, and we'll get better as we go along. With an experienced team, we got to find a mix that's going to work out on the field. And we're still trying to find our identity as a team. Once that happens, once we figure out who's going to lead and who's going to follow, once we figure out you know, what it is we want to do together, we're gonna be all right.
How close are you to that?
Well, I don't know. You'd think after when we lost against Frankfurt in a game that was the opposite score of what it was last year, but it was the same type of game. We had the same type of fumbles, same type of mistakes, but we were able to win that game. This year, we stopped their offense completely. You know, and people can say what they want. I got the film. If you get the game, you saw it. We were physical. I thought we, you know, for a few kids we had and losing the players that we've lost, for us to put something out there, a product of athletes working together toward one end, is highly commendable. I have a great deal of respect for our players, for our coaches. Just everybody's frustrated. So what we have to do is turn that frustration into a positive, and we got to move forward. So there is going to be a plan. There is a plan. We just have to get after it, and that's what we got to do. So we had kids. We didn't have any cramping last night. Our kids played incredibly hard. It seemed like fourth down and long distance is our bugaboo this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night, you know, the score is 6-6. It's a fourth down and 9. They run a play. We get a pass interference. They score. They go up 6. And then again, we're in a fourth down and long situation. They run the right side, and they score a touchdown. Or they get down on the 3 and they pound it in. And, you know, we play such good football. It seems as if we're kind of letting up a little bit on the go down. That's going to make a difference. And we had missed opportunities. You know, we had a couple of interceptions we should have had. We had a pass interference call that we should have hit the ball, and it never would have been a pass interference. We just got to get guys to make plays. And they know that, and we will. I not a doubt in my mind. Now, what we need to have is a good week where we get out there and equipment and practice and be able to get ready to play. And I know Prairie feels the same way. We're going to be playing Prairie this week. It's not an even playing surface right now. It depends on your own administration, and I have no problem with what we're doing. But when other teams can go out and practice in full gear and do the stuff and you can't, it gives them a sizable edge.
Mm-hmm. How big a week is this for the standpoint that you really do need a W this week?
Every week is a big week. I prepare every week as if it's the last game I'm going to coach. I always have. I believe in that. I think you don't underestimate any opponent, and you never cheapen the preparation. We only play once a week. So any coach that doesn't do his due diligence, it's an injustice to his community, to his parents, and obviously to his players. So, yeah. We got our back to the wall, and when you're 0-2, you got to work harder. You know, can you get frustrated and say, "Oh, these kids aren't worth it"? You know, I'm not going to worry about this. You know, it's their fault. No, it's not. It ultimately comes down. And Ken, I don't care what people say. We live in 2021 when everybody has a rationalization. All of them have their excuses. Ultimately, it comes down to one guy. Harry Truman said he had a marker on his desk said the buck stops here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now at Clinton Central, the buck stops with George Gilbert. So George Gilbert's got to pick up his game. Doesn't matter what George Gilbert's done. Doesn't matter what George Gilbert's going to do. It's what he's doing right now. You know? Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing to our community, to our kids. And right now, I'm not getting the job done. So I got to find a way to get the job done so that we can continue to move forward. This game is going to be a big game. It's been a long rivalry game. You know, it's Clinton Prairie, cross county thing. You know, they got a great coach over there. Their program has taken off. We kind of look in like we were back in the 80s and 90s, but flip roles. Their enrollment's up. Ours have been down, but our enrollment's growing again, which is good. So I think it's going to be one of those contests that we're going to have to be able to, number one, continue to work on our team concept. Number two, we've got to be able to practice well and execute well. And then number three will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't worry about wins and losses. We can't worry about statistics. We can't worry about anything that's of an individual nature. What this head coach has to do is get things in proper perspective for this group of kids. No longer can we whine about our small team.
Okay.
We played two good football programs, and we played them toe-to-toe. So there's absolutely no excuse.
All righty. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell a house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Wylo is getting ready to bring something new to Clinton County that has never been done before. Local news, information, and maybe a little entertainment for the Latino community in Frankfort. Hi, I'm Monica. Join me and Wylo Program Director Kevin Keith for Ahora Clinton County or Clinton County Now. The show will be delivered live and in Spanglish so everyone can follow along. Our first show will be Wednesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. and then each and every Wednesday, always at 7. Tell your amigos and friends to make plans to tune in to 1570 a.m. or 96.9 FM. Or you can also stream online at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for the station that truly cares about the entire community. Wylo.
Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5 in 1980 and it became an anthem for hardworking people everywhere. But did you know that it was originally titled 10 to 6? Why? Because Dolly knew that if we all worked 9 to 5, there was no way to get your computer fixed after 5. Charlie Spradlin of ProByte Computer Sales and Service in Frankfort has taken a page from Dolly and made new store hours, 10 to 6 p.m. All the service, wide selection of laptops, desktops, and tablets at the best prices can now be had Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you work 9 to 5, know that ProByte is open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Cruise in after work or find them on Facebook.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're here talking with Clinton Central head football coach George Gilbert, whose team went to 0-2 last night after losing to Sheridan by a score of 18-6. So is the frustration level overboard, or is it something you can grab back in and just, you know, rein it back in?
Well, you know, I think everybody looks at frustration in different ways. I'm the kind of person that when I get frustrated, I get angry. When I get angry, I go to work. I've always been that way. Uh-huh. Doesn't matter if it's my classroom, doesn't matter if it's the athletic field. This frustration for me, it's incredible frustration. We never expected all the things that have happened over the last month. But you know, you're dealt a hand. You got to deal with it. So what we got to do is find a way to repair, move forward, and get back into the sink that we need to be. We lost Jalen Brock in the third quarter, our right guard. He hurt his leg. The trainer doesn't know how serious it is. Hopefully I'll get a better update today. We can't afford to lose linemen. We're down to, I think, six linemen that we can use at varsity level. And Jalen's a big guy. We can't afford to lose Jalen. Everybody loves Jalen on the team. And when he went down, it was, I don't even know what to say. I mean, you know, we lose Xander, then we lose Jalen. We had the Schultz boy got hurt really bad last night. We got Matthew Harker back. Last night was his first time back. Matthew's such a neat guy. Matthew, I approached him and I said, Matthew, our line is really in trouble. I know you're a running back. Until we get that knee stabilized, I'd really like to move you to tackle for a while and you help us out there. He came up and said, Coach, I'll do whatever I need to do for the team. Thank you, Matthew. What a great senior leader he is. Mm-hmm. He's one of our co-captains. And Matthew came in and he did an honorable job for us. Had a good night defensively, but he did an honorable job for us on the offensive line. Those are the things Coach has to have when you're really struggling. You got to have those guys step up. The other guys see that and they think, wow, you know, maybe we all need to get back in gear here. We got Blake Mosball back. Blake had been ill. He had an illness, and we were only going to use him on offense last night. But then when Xander went down, this poor guy had to, you know, after being gone for 2 weeks, he had to play both ways. Mm-hmm. And he played well. He made some really nice tackles. Up to that point, I didn't, because he had sit out a year, I didn't know if Blake was going to be able to tackle well or not. What do? We throw him in a game, and there's a 210-pound running back running at him, and he puts a guy on his back. That's great. You know, it's great to see him rise above and help us in a situation that's just been really, really difficult. When Xander went down, that left us just with Blake that we thought we could use last night. Now, there's other guys we're going to have to move around so that we have at the skill positions, we have a couple guys depth, but it's really tough with the numbers that we have. So I was glad to see Blake come back, and I really thought he had outstanding senior leadership last night, and I thought he did some really good things for us. But I'm going to go through some of my players and what they did. Statistically, you know, I publish statistics because it's a matter of record. And I think statistics are important for different people for different reasons. I don't think statistics should be important at all to players mm-hmm. and team. If we're worried about statistics, and we're worried about the wrong thing. You know, we never used to publish statistics. I don't know if you remember, Ken.
I remember.
But the way the media has come, either you publish or somebody's going to publish something that may not be correct, so you better just publish it correctly. Because we never wanted our kids to think that their individual statistics are important. There's only one thing important on Friday night, and that's to win.
Uh-huh.
And after that, then you got to strive to win. Now, is that the only thing important in life? Oh, heck no. I mean, we've lost two games, and I think there's a lot of takeaways from the two games that we've lost. But we're still lost.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've gone through all this effort, and you lost two close games, games that you could have possibly won. So we got our work cut out. I think Leo DeLeon, I thought Leo played solid for us last night. I think that he's getting better each week, and we need to keep him working hard for us. Jordan Cruz was kind of stuck in a situation. Jordan, this is his first year playing. And he does everything we ask. He never complains. He hustles 100% all the time. And before the end of the season, I think Jordan is going to become one of our standout players. We need to get him more active on the offensive side, and that'll be one of our things we're going to work on. Hayden Pratt last night caught a touchdown pass. Hayden had a great night defensively. He gets down on himself some, and he's working on that. He wants to be the best he can possibly be. I want Hayden to be the best Hayden can be. And last night, I thought that he did a really good job for us. Keegan Burnett has been solid for us all season defensively. Offensively, he's been playing quarterback for us. He's been working hard. He's doing the things that we need done. It's just frustrating, you know. It's frustrating for Keegan, and it's frustrating for Leo because they're coming in first-time quarterbacks. We started working back in January. And it's a real struggle for these guys to learn this system. And, you know, I've always played seniors at Central in my first stint there, but they'd always had 3 or 4 years of preparation before their senior year.
Uh-huh.
And now we're stuck in a situation where kids are learning new positions, so it's tough. Troy Smith had a nice night defensively, caught a great pass during the game. He gets better every time he hits the field, and we're really proud of his performance and where he's going right now. Ethan really has become a leader in the team. Ethan, I can't say enough about Ethan. He's an outstanding student. He's an outstanding person. He has a great work ethic, and I'm really proud of the effort. He had a wonderful night on both sides of the ball. He worked his butt off. Dayton, Tavi, last week had 175 yards. I don't know what he had last night. I didn't look at the offensive stats much, but Dayton had a rough night. You know, you can't have a kid with 175 yards 1 week and expect that every week when we're not producing anybody else with a bunch of yards. So we got to get a little bit more balanced in our backfield as far as yardage is concerned. And Dayton played his heart out. He had one of the better hits I've seen in a long time last night on the edge. He's just a great guy. Works hard, great attitude. And I know it's really a struggle for him because he wants us to be good. We all want to be good. We got to work through it. Tyler Rail. Tyler, we didn't even know if he's going to play. He doesn't practice until Wednesday and doesn't practice all of Wednesday. He's got a leg that's been bothering him. First thing Coach Wright asked me is if Rail was playing. Yeah, he's going to try, Coach. I don't know how long. Well, he played all game. He had a lot of tackles. He provides us with a great deal of leadership. I think it's great to see Tyler play at a high level. You know, football is one of those games, and I had to play through pain when I was an athlete all through my college experience. It's tough to play at a high level and have to deal, especially with an ankle or a knee, that's a problem for you. And Tyler, I thought, responded really well, and I thought he led our team real well. Jaden Fawcett, again, he's been sick. He came back. He gave us everything he had, and he'll be fine. Not a doubt in my mind. Brandon Primo, again, he's an outstanding young man on the field at nose tackle. We make him. We need him to go both ways. Yeah, I guess we are, Brandon. We're making you play both ways. But Brandon raises his level for us. He works incredibly hard for us. And again, as the team progresses, we'll have more positive things to say about everybody as we advance through the season. Brock Martin, first-year player, big guy, strong guy. He's doing better for us. Each week, Brock gets a little more experience, and he does a little better. Kale Albaugh, I thought, had a great night on both sides of the ball. I thought Kale continues to improve on the field. I think he's starting to get involved in the buy-in. And if everybody gets to the buy-in point, then coach can just go to work. And every team has this dilemma, Ken. I don't care if you're senior dominated or if you got all sophomores. You got to go through a growing pain, and you would hope that you can get it through prior to. But with COVID problems and all the stuff we've had, we haven't been able to bond like we need to.
Right.
We're on two. It's time to bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the party's over. We got to come out next week, and we're playing a team from across the county that wants to get a piece of us. And we didn't get to play them last year. I think last time we played, they beat us. So we got our work cut out. It's not going to be an easy task.
Mm-hmm.
Camden Coverdale will be back this week. He's been gone for a couple weeks. He plays offensive tackle and backs up linebacker. It'll be nice to get Camden back in uniform and see if he can break back into the lineup. Hopefully he can. Well, everybody has to play. It's a varsity player. So right now we're kind of stuck, Ken, in this situation where we got to prepare. We're 0-2. Prairie's 0-1. We're playing at our house. Good for us. I'm going to have to ask Mr. Roberts to maybe give a little extra stipend to those officials to give us a little bit more help since it's our house. Either that or keep their checks till after the game, and then we'll decide whether or not we're going to pay them.
Okay. George, thanks much for the time. Best luck to you, and we'll get you a W here soon.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
All right, take care of yourself. We're going to take a break now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Gasper.